Welcome, Freedom Fighters, to episode number one of the Miles for Freedom podcast, the podcast that brings adventure, sport, and awareness to see people freed from slavery. In a world where 27 million people are trapped in human trafficking, we want to bring a series of interviews that will inform, inspire, and influence you to move for freedom. We'll inform you with stories from freedom fighters who are leading movements and organizations. Stories like that of Cheryl Oliver, who left the finance world to help free women from the sex industry in Dayton, Ohio. This podcast will bring inspiration from people like Julia Immelman, who have used sport and adventure to fight trafficking. And most importantly, this series will influence you to ask the question, how can I move for freedom? Welcome, Freedom Fighters. I'm your host, Gentry Darby, and the title of our first show is Stop Human Trafficking with Sport. Today we will introduce you to Miles for Freedom by sharing an interview that aired on WFCJ 93.7 on September 25th, 2015. My hope is that you will learn how we got started, come to our group ride October 3rd, and begin to ask yourself what you can do to fight human trafficking. We will release new episodes twice a month for this podcast. We have an amazing lineup of guests that will inform, inspire, and influence you, such as the director of Oasis House, Cheryl Oliver, a Miles participant, Rick Bell, who uses skateboarding to help prevent trafficking in Costa Rica through a group called La Carpio Breakthrough, an interview with Daniel Lemke, who is cycling across America for the next 8 months with an organization he started called Bike Through Traffic, and an interview with a Miles participant that is the family member of a recent trafficking survivor. To make sure you don't miss an episode, subscribe, rate, and review Miles for Freedom podcast on iTunes today. Again, thank you for joining us, and we hope you will share us with your friends and coworkers.
This is FYI for your information, connecting you with day-to-day issues as it affects you and your community. We're glad that you've joined us. This is Lynn Berna. Today I have as guest Gentry Darby. He is the founder and director of Miles for Freedom. Gentry, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
We are excited about an event that is coming up, Miles for Freedom, that Strong Tower Christian Media is involved in as well. In fact, the Source 93.7 has Kelly O'Brady there playing some music for you, and we would like to hear all about the details of what's going to be happening with that. So we've invited you to come over and talk to us. Now, one thing I'm wondering about is Miles for Freedom. How did you get started in all of this?
Yeah, it's a great question. In 2012, the idea or the inspiration, I feel like God was telling me to do this, came at a Good Friday service in Atlanta, Georgia. That's where I'm from. There was a lady, Julia Immelman, who was sharing her story about how she was raising awareness and funding to fight human trafficking. And the way she did it was she rode a boat across the Atlantic Ocean. And so she said this tagline at the end of her message, you don't have to row a boat, just do what you're good at. And so that kind of got me dreaming.
How about that? So since this Miles for Freedom is involves a race and a walk and skating and biking, I'm going to guess you're a pretty athletic man.
Right. So I'm not as athletic as some think. However, I love inline skating. Some people call it rollerblading. But at the time in 2012, it had been 2 years since I had done any kind of skating. But her thing, she kept saying, do what you're good at. And that was really the only thing I felt good at. So I just went and found my skates and dusted them off in the garage and started on a journey.
So this was a challenge to come up with a way to gain some financial backing for organizations that were nonprofits that you felt were important that you wanted to help out.
Correct.
And how did you decide on the Oasis House?
About a year later, I was offered a job here in Dayton. Relocated to Dayton. We had already completed the first event in Atlanta in May of 2012. We were preparing the second event for Atlanta. I wasn't trying to do anything in Dayton, but people here locally were excited. They wanted to bring it to Dayton. So we brought it to Dayton in 2013 And I just kind of was looking for an organization that was faith-based. Met the director of Oasis House, Cheryl Oliver, and she's just a wonderful woman of God.
This addresses the subject of human trafficking. Are there other issues that you're dealing with through Miles for Freedom?
Miles for Freedom gives us a unique opportunity because of the athletic event. We don't advertise it as a race because we want everybody to come. We want the casual walker to come. We want the people with their stroller. We want people walking their dog. But we also get to bring professional speed skaters and some professional cyclists that come out. So that's fun for me because I get to see the sport at a different level.
Who will be there this year?
We have our sponsor, Great Lakes Skate, is bringing a team. One of the fastest skaters in the United States lives here in Centerville, Bill Numerick from Pinnacle Racing. And Pinnacle was our first sponsor. They're actually from Atlanta. God just lined that up for us, I guess, a long time ago. So just so happened that one of the best skate companies in the world is out of Atlanta, Georgia.
So will they be doing some demonstrations at this event?
They will have their product on hand for people to look at. They will be skating 72 miles. So in a way, yes, they're demonstrating.
What else can you tell me about this event? What cause it's going to?
Right now, Oasis House, they have been around for at least 10 years, and they've always been called Oasis House. However, up until last year, they didn't have an actual house for what they call aftercare, so a residential program for after, you know, they find people and their survivors. So they've just been working with, I think, up to 200 people a month for several years, and so we got to be a part of providing the majority of the furniture for their first house this year. We did the grand opening earlier this year.
That is pretty exciting. Tell us more about the actual event. What are all the details about that? Children, can they be involved? That kind of thing.
Yes, so all of our distances are based around the numbers 2 and 7. The reason for that is there's an estimated 27 million people trapped in human trafficking worldwide. Our distances are 2.7, 7.2, 27, we threw 50 in there just because people like 50-mile rides, and then 72 miles is the full distance. Like, we do invite children, we invite all ages, all different categories. You don't have to be professional. We don't keep time. It's just, you know, go at your pace. It's on the bike path, so the bike path is flat. It's not too challenging.
We're talking with Gentry Darby. He's the founder and director of Miles for Freedom. Now, you said 27 million have been involved in some kind of human trafficking situation?
Correct.
That's astounding statistics.
Right. It's staggering. And the problem with the number is that the number scares people. So you feel like it's such a big problem. Like, who am I to do something about it? You know, you feel like you're maybe an imposter trying to do something, you know. But each of us can do something. And that's, you know, what I wanted to do. I wanted to use what I was good at and just start and see what happens. You know, do awareness, and then if funding comes, then we'll do funding.
So how did you decide that this was the cause that you were going to really hone in on and try to help with?
I just knew from the beginning that was what I was supposed to do. When I went out to skate to see how far I could skate, I couldn't do 27 miles at first. And I thought about doing just 27 miles because I thought that was pretty far. I mean, it's a marathon distance. But I felt like God was telling me people are going through a lot of suffering. So can't you suffer a little bit more? Can't you go through a little bit more pain while you train? Can't you go beyond yourself and trust in me to do it? And so, you know, it's only by the grace of God that I was able to go 72 miles that first year.
So right now we're talking with Gentry Darby, and he's the founder of Miles for Freedom. And Gentry, you said that really you were just doing something that you felt you were good at to earn some money for what was a very important cause, you felt. And you started in on that. This wasn't an event. This was just you doing something yourself. And how did this become an event? Because it just took off.
Right. So it became an event, I guess, out of just other people's excitement when they heard that I was skating 72 miles to raise awareness for human trafficking.
And you were training for this probably and talking it up a little bit.
Yeah, I wrote like a simple blog because I felt like I needed to tell people so that I would then have to do it.
Right. It keeps you motivated.
Right. So somebody read the blog and they saw me, you know, and they just wanted to be a part of it. And this person didn't skate, but they walked. You know, they could walk. So they said, I'll walk a little bit. I'll do that. So we just said, okay, fine. You don't have to do 72 miles. Just do however many miles you want. You can walk with us. And then more and more people started coming. We made a little t-shirt and we sold t-shirts. And we ended up raising $1,050 the first year. And gave that money, you know, to fight human trafficking.
What did you average last year on what you actually raised?
Last year we raised about $10,000.
So that's pretty significant. And you've been doing this how many years?
We started in 2012, so 3 years.
3 years, and you were able to raise $10,000 last year.
Right. So we do the event in spring and fall, and we've been able to have a lot of sponsors, and that's what, you know, brings the money up the highest is when other corporations and smaller sponsors and individuals donate, you know, amounts of $500. We just got a donation recently of $1,000 that somebody wrote to Oasis House. So that goes beyond just the registration price.
And why Oasis House?
Oasis House has been a pillar in Miami Valley for at least 10 years that I know of. They've already, you know, they're doing the work. They're not trying to start something new, you know, just because it's the popular thing to do. And they love the Lord. They want to see every woman who is in their program come to see Christ. And, you know, the residential piece is just the latest thing for them to do to finally be able to provide that aftercare for the women.
So when is this Miles for Freedom event?
Miles for Freedom will be Saturday, October 3rd at Eastwood Metro Park, and it'll be at 8 o'clock.
Okay. And following that, there's something else going on.
Yeah, so this year, like I said, we've been fortunate to be involved with other organizations, and so one of those is Five Rivers Metro Park has an event called Midwest Outdoor Experience, and they've asked us to be part of their larger event. So after Miles for Freedom on Saturday, there will be an expo, and there's all kinds of other things going on at Eastwood Metro Park that you can be involved in.
So it sounds like a full and fun day at Metro Park, and they need to register for this event. How would they go about doing that?
They can register on milesforfreedom.org, and that's the easiest way. And you can also come in person the day of. Of course, if you come the day of, we might not have your t-shirt size, so we prefer people to register beforehand.
This has really been great to talk with you about this, and we hope everybody will come out and give it a try. They can bike, so they can skate, they can walk, they can run, all of these things at Miles for Freedom.
That's right. However you move, do it for freedom.
Well, I'm glad we had an opportunity to talk with you today about Miles for Freedom. Help provide a home for human trafficking survivors by doing what you like to do, which is riding your bike or skating, running, taking a walk. All of it, you pick the distance, and also you get to do it to music. You can join Kelly O'Brady at Eastwood Metro Park on Saturday, October 3rd, for this fun event. She'll be playing the music for you. And all of these proceeds that will be raised will go to support Oasis House. Miles for Freedom is one of the competitions of Midwest Outdoor Experience at Eastwood Metro Park, and the expo will be taking place following this event of Miles for Freedom. This is Lynn Berna thanking you for joining us today on FYI for your information, a public affairs presentation of this radio station.